there's no tomorrow. I found myself through pain and sorrow. I found myself, I didn't look too far. When you fall in love with who you are, now life is meaning you find.
Well, good morning and thank you for joining us. Evan Bray, great to have you back. I was talking about some of the wildfires happening in the province. Texts continue to pile in. Wes from Humboldt reporting East Trout Lake and cabins in the surrounding lake almost all destroyed by forest fire, which is tragic to hear. An interesting website shared with me. Have you seen the website firemap.live? I had not seen it before, but was shared on the text line. If you type in firemap.live, it takes you to almost like a Google Maps website, but you can zoom in on Saskatchewan, and I brought it up here. It gives you a pretty good, that out-of-control fire that is threatening Candle Lake right now gives you a size, a perspective of the size and magnitude of this fire if you go on there and check it out. So thank you to the listener that texted that in for us here today as well. Well, you know, when you look at a family, you could be out at a park, at a function, you just never know what types of issues they might be dealing with. Something that parents are constantly doing is finding ways to keep their kids happy and healthy. And when you sense something is wrong, it causes you to do a little bit more digging. And that's where we're going to go with this next conversation. I've got a Regina mom who is joining me shortly after the COVID pandemic, or right around that time, started having concerns about her son. He was having some fairly major pain and so wanted to get it looked into, and ultimately resulted in a diagnosis that has changed their lives. I'm happy to have Scarlett Geiger joining me today. She is a Regina mother and a supporter of a cause because of what she's learned with the diagnosis that her son, Kellen, has received. I'll welcome Scarlett to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So can you talk us through what your concerns were for Kellen when he was having some fairly major pain issue, and ultimately what that diagnosis was?
Sure. Yeah, we noticed some weight loss with Kellen in about 2020, the end of 2020. He was 14 at the time, and he was losing a fair bit of weight. We also started to notice that he was having some bruising that we learned later would be some rash that was caused by Crohn's disease. He was having joint pain, was quite lethargic for a busy and active 14-year-old. So had a lot of concerns in those regards and really had to look into that further with our doctors.
Mm-hmm. So what was that process like? What types of tests needed to be done? And ultimately, what was the diagnosis, Scarlett?
Sure. So he actually had to have a colonoscopy done in order to confirm the diagnosis of Crohn's disease. That was tricky at the time. Like you mentioned, it was during the pandemic. And so in order to see the right doctors and find the time that was available for that process, it took a bit of work, but we did learn that he was a pretty sick guy at that point. And so ultimately got the diagnosis. And that was so helpful because we were then able to get the right treatment. He was in hospital for about 9 days while that began, and then has continued with an infusion treatment since that time.
So this is Crohn's disease is similar to colitis. Am I right in that, Scarlett?
Yeah, they're both autoimmune diseases or inflammatory bowel diseases that cause really the body to continue to attack itself throughout an individual's life. Mm-hmm. So they may have some abdominal pain, cramping, fatigue, and unintended weight loss, which is what we absolutely noticed with Kellen.
Is it common for youth to be diagnosed with this? I've got a couple of friends that I used to work with at the police service who are doctoring for this, but they were diagnosed in their adult life. Is it common for youth?
I'm learning that it can be more common. My mom also has Crohn's disease, and so I've known about it my whole life. But in Kellen's case, I didn't realize how often young people can also be diagnosed. And we now have over 300,000 people living across the country with Crohn's and colitis.
Mm. Scarlett Geiger is my guest. She's a Regina mother and someone who has done a lot of work to support Crohn's and Colitis Canada and really, I think, help out with the cause. What would the danger have been for your son, Kellen, and for anyone who maybe goes undiagnosed with this? Severe consequences?
I think so, Evan. It's really a situation where your body isn't able to sort of retain the nutrition it needs to be healthy. And so I did have real concern about Kellen's ability to continue without having, you know, medication to help him feel better, to manage the inflammation he was dealing with, and to start to absorb nutrition for his growth. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How's he doing now?
He's doing great. Yeah, he's actually just preparing for graduation in a few weeks. And
nice.
He's considered to be in remission with his treatment. So he's doing really well.
So how has his life changed? How has your life changed as a result of this diagnosis?
I think it really has for him created some restrictions with his schedule and whatnot. He's got to ensure that he's attending medical appointments on about a 6-week basis. Where he receives an infusion. I think it really has given him pause and consideration for what his career or his life will look like after high school. So, you know, what kinds of benefit coverage might he have and what can he do that gives some flexibility to, you know, the kinds of unpredictability that he could deal with should he have a flare-up, those kinds of things. He has had fantastic support from friends, so I don't think it's changed too much in that regard. But it's given him pause in a few different ways, for sure.
Is this, Scarlett, is this genetic? You mentioned that it's in your family. Is there anything that can be done to prevent this, or is it something that has got to do with something that you could get through hereditary?
Yeah, I think so. It's interesting because as a younger person, I had done some research many, many years ago, and it didn't at the time appear to be hereditary, but you certainly hear more and more stories now of people with similar autoimmune issues within a family. There's no cure at this point. I don't know that there was anything that we could have done to prevent it for Kellen, but it does seem to run in families.
I know that any mother who is going through something like this with their child will then usually invest themselves and learn as much as they can. You have become a passionate advocate for this, and I know there's an event coming up. It's called the Gutsy Walk. Am I correct on that?
That's exactly right. Yes, across Canada, the Gutsy Walk will take place on Sunday, June 1st. And so the Crohn's and Colitis community will come together. It's the biggest fundraiser for an organization called Crohn's and Colitis Canada that raises funds to impact the community through research, education programs, and awareness building. And it's just such a nice sort of lighthearted event where people can come together and build some community. So that will take place on Sunday across the country here in Regina at Rochdale Park at 1 p.m. It also will take place in Saskatoon at Rotary Park, or rather, I should correct that, Rochdale Park at 11 a.m. in Regina and 1 p.m. in Saskatoon at Rotary Park.
Good. And did I see that there's one in Swift Current potentially as well?
You know what? I'm not aware of that one, but absolutely, there could be.
I was online last night doing some looking, and I know they're happening all across Canada, as you said,
yes.
But I thought I could be wrong, but I thought I saw one in Swift Current as well. So is there a way
I'll have to check it out.
Is there a way people can donate and help out? Is it, 'cause this is a fundraiser.
Yes, it absolutely is. So people can get involved either by registering to participate in the walk or donating at the gutsywalk.ca website.
Good stuff. Well, I'm glad to hear Kellen is doing well. What's he going to do post-graduation here, Scarlett?
You know what? He has an interest in heavy-duty mechanics, so he's hoping to get into a program to take that on.
Wow, that's a great field to get into. So,
yeah,
love it. Well, Scarlett, we appreciate you giving us some time today. Thanks for raising some awareness. Thanks for the work that you do on behalf of Crohn's and Colitis Canada. And best of luck to Kellen, graduation and into the future here.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Scarlett Geiger, great leader in our province who has taken on leading the charge in raising awareness and raising funds for Crohn's and Colitis Canada. The Gutsy Walk is coming up this weekend, as you heard, on Sunday, and you can check that out on the website. to find out more. It's amazing the number of facts around inflammatory bowel disease. Canada actually has one of the highest rates of pediatric Crohn's and colitis in the world. So the fact that her son diagnosed at age 14 seems to be quite common in our country. One person diagnosed in Canada every 48 minutes with Crohn's or colitis. Well over 320,000 people in our country live with one of those two diagnoses. So thank you again to Scarlett for joining us, and good luck to the team that is going to be out. And if you're looking to support them again, you can check it out on the Gutsy Walk website. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CK.